are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining me this morning from the Pier Regional Airport, we've got Cameron Howard. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in this morning. And there is a lot going on at the airport, pretty much as usual, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the busy season. Hunting season's here. So we're all busy at the airport. We've got hunters coming in. I'm told by Denver Airlines that all their flights coming in for the next week or so are full. So that's great news for us.
That really is. So yeah, it's a nice thing to have the airport here, and you've really done a great job. I know over the last couple of years that I've been here, just the growth continues, and that's what you're looking for, and it's a bonus to the area.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we like to think that we contribute to people coming in and spending money in the local community, and you know, it's hunting season's a big part of that.
It really is. So welcome to all those who have flown in, and thank you for flying right into Pier. It's a nice thing to be able to have. And last night at the airport, you had something going on, didn't you?
Yeah, so we had our annual, or every 3 years, we have a live drill where it's a mock simulation. We simulate a plane crash and kind of test out, you know, not only airport staff response, but we also coordinate with all of the emergency responses in the area, not just the city. But, you know, everything went great. It is a drill, so we kind of took our time and went through things as things popped up. But overall, it went great. And, you know, we had a lot of people show up to volunteer and help out for the first responders. So, you know, thank you to them for showing up and volunteering their time.
Yeah, it's really important for you to be able to go through these types of things, you know, hoping that it never ever happens, of course, but being prepared should something happen is really important.
Yeah, and that's really why we do these things. You know, every year we sit down and go through the plan so everybody knows what to expect, and then every 3 years we actually pull out everything and go through it all, you know, as it would happen.
Right. So I'm glad everything went well. And like you said, we were talking beforehand, you know, there's always things you can work on because things you're not expecting or thinking of, that's a perfect time to find those out and then work on them.
Right. That's exactly why we do them.
And you've got a big project coming up too here. It's going to last a little while.
Yeah. So next year we've got our crosswind runway, runway 725. We're actually going to be taking it down out of service all year next year. Starting in the spring, we are doing a rehab project on it. So what we're doing is taking out some old pavement, putting in some new pavement, reducing the width, which will, one, help with pavement costs in the future, and two, kind of help with snow operations, you know, less area to remove snow. Hopefully we can spend less time out there doing that. But we're also replacing all the lights and signs with the runway. So, you know, when it's all said and done, it'll be a good addition to the airport and hopefully last a long time.
Yeah, a little bit of upkeep, and you know, it's gonna, like you said, down the line it's gonna help things out.
Yeah,
but this is not something that's going to really affect any travel, right?
Right. So as I said, it's our crosswind runway, so it's not our main runway. We do have one that's closer to the terminal and one that pilots prefer to use, so it really won't impact operations too much. But this is something that we've planned for a while, and we've got to get done to kind of ensure that it's capable down the road to handle all the traffic.
Absolutely. Just continuing on those projects and improving the airport, and you're doing a great job out there. I know a lot of people appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'd love to take credit for it, but you know, there's a lot of people involved in it, but I'll take as much credit as I can. But
absolutely,
you know, most of it goes to them.
There you go. Anything else you wanted to mention about the airport while you're here this morning?
No. I want to thank you for having me, and you know, everybody that's listening, you know, it's a great airport, and hopefully you guys can take advantage of Denver Air's fares. So they've got a deal going on. I think it ends today, actually. So they've dropped it from, I think it was 220 to 111 or 119 something. So, you know, hopefully people can jump on that.
Yeah, take advantage of it. And it is a great place to fly in and out of. Highly recommend it. If folks haven't tried yet, you know, it is. It's so easy to get in and out, and, you know, you do a great job out there. So hats off to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Cameron, and maybe we'll see you again soon in the future.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you. There's Cameron Howard joining us from the Pierre Regional Airport this morning on this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adams.